exercise a little bit and you do that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Here we have an air-conditioned car and we have power steering, so we can drink Metrical and...
It's sure different.
If your mother made bread pudding or something and she made a special stuff to pour over it.
Sauce? Yeah.
What did you call food that you ate between meals? Or if you were going to eat food between meals?
Well, you just call it a snack.
Is that what you call it as a boy?
Yeah. Go and get you a snack.
And if you were out on Roundup, what was the first thing that the cook did in the morning?
Well, he'd get up and start his fire and put his coffee on, uh-huh. Make his bread, and then he'd cook his meat and stuff.
What did you have for water at the table? This would be in the later years, probably. What did your mother put the water in?
Well, they had glasses, gobblers. She had those big old gobblers standing about this high with sort of handle on them. Uh-huh. You know? And she said she that man. Later on, they just got this ordinary glasses, you know, just.
Uh-huh.
But a long time ago, they'd have a bottom about that big around, and then it'd spin and come up.
Mm-hmm.
With the top.
Like a nickel schooner glass.
Yeah, huh? that's what it, just about the same.
Was that ever called a tumbler?
Yes, they called it tumblers too.
And if you asked someone to eat with you and he came in and he just stood around by the table, what would you tell him to do? Don't just stand there.
Oh, just have a seat, sit down.
And then you tell him to
help yourself.
And if you were in a situation and something came to you, and yes, you're full, and you couldn't hold anymore, you'd say, "No, thank you. I
just pass it up."
And food that you've had one day and then have the next.
Well, it that very often happened, but not too often. I try to change every day.
Well, what would you call that food that you ate twice?
Well, warmed over.
Uh-huh. I like it better that way now.
Yeah.
Well, some things. And when you were a boy, probably, you'd get a mouthful of food and your mother would say, "Don't gulp it down, take time and..."
Swallow it?
Yeah. Excuse me, but before you swallow it, make sure that you...
Don't get choked? I don't remember now.
Well, perhaps I'm more familiar with this than you, because my two little girls just poke it down and I say, "Oh, don't just swallow it out like that." Did you have corn that was not ground fine, but ground more loosely?
Coarse ground corn, cornmeal.
Well, was that
and
corn?
And grits.
Grits?
We had grits, yeah.
Now, how does that differ from cornmeal?
Well, it's a whole lot coarser than cornmeal.
Uh-huh.
And you make sort of a mush out of it. It makes make that, but it's coarser.
If you take corn and soak it in lye water.
Hominy.
Have you done that on the farm?
Huh?
Have you done that on the
farm? No, we never did, but that's what I've seen it done.